Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily. I'm so pumped to dive into a topic that is seriously crucial for every single one of us. Taking care of our emotional needs in relationships. Because let's be real, sometimes relationships can feel like emotional minefields, right? We pour our hearts out, but are we actually getting what we need back? Ever find yourself feeling drained, unheard, or just plain depleted after spending time with someone you care about? That's a sign, my friends, that your emotional needs might not be being met. And trust me, this isn't about playing the blame game. It's about understanding ourselves better, knowing our worth, and communicating effectively so we can build healthier, happier connections. So get comfy, grab your favorite beverage, and let's unpack some serious truth bombs. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to emotional needs in relationships. Number 1, you have the right to prioritize your emotional well-being. Don't ever apologize for needing space, time alone, or simply expressing how you feel. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't board a plane without checking your oxygen mask first, right? Same deal with your emotional needs. Number 2, learn to identify your core emotional needs. What makes you feel loved, valued, and supported? Is it quality time, open communication, acts of service, or something else entirely? Knowing what you need is the first step to getting it. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and immediately just feel good? It's because your emotional needs are being met in that space. Think about those moments and try to understand what contributes to that positive feeling. Number 3, communicate your needs clearly and assertively. Stop expecting others to read your mind. Be direct, be honest, and don't be afraid to express your feelings. Remember, healthy communication is a two-way street. Number 4, set boundaries and stick to them. This means saying no when you need to, establishing limits on what you're comfortable with, and protecting your emotional energy. Boundaries are not walls, they're guidelines that help create healthy relationships. Think of it like having a bouncer at your emotional door, only letting in the good vibes and keeping out the drama. And number 5, remember that relationships take work. It's not always sunshine and roses. There will be challenges, misunderstandings, and times when you feel emotionally drained. But by prioritizing your needs, communicating effectively, and setting boundaries, you can build stronger, more fulfilling connections. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been dating this guy for 6 months. She feels really connected to him, but lately, she's been feeling overwhelmed. He calls constantly, wants to see her every day, and seems to need constant reassurance. She loves spending time with him, but she also needs her alone time, space to pursue her hobbies, and time with friends. Sarah starts to feel resentful because her emotional needs aren't being met. She's exhausted from trying to please him, and it's taking a toll on her well-being. This is where setting boundaries comes in. Sarah could start by communicating her need for space and alone time. Maybe she suggests having one night a week where they don't contact each other so they can both recharge. She could also explain that constant reassurance isn't necessary and that it sometimes makes her feel suffocated. Remember, Sarah is not saying she doesn't love him or care about him. She's simply stating her needs clearly and assertively. This allows for a healthier balance in the relationship where both individuals feel supported and respected. So, remember my loves. Taking care of your emotional needs in relationships isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being and for creating healthy, fulfilling connections. Be bold, communicate your needs, set boundaries, and prioritize your own happiness. You deserve to be in relationships where you feel seen, heard, and valued. All right, amazing women, time to get out there and rock those relationships. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode, any relationship struggles you're facing, or even just a small win in prioritizing your emotional needs. Hit me up on social media, leave a comment below, or send me an email. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, you are high value, and your happiness matters. Stay strong, stay true to yourselves, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.